I mean, anytime you go on the road for 4 or 5 days, stay in a hotel, limited facilities, I mean, it's tough. I mean, to get a game plan together, to watch film, to put everything together for a game week, I mean, that's hard to do. I mean, we learned that last year. You're very limited in your resources and what you can do on the field, and it shows. We had a good week of practice against those guys. I think the first day we kind of had our way. They came back the second day and got after us in the morning a little bit, but the guys responded in the afternoon. So the offensive line kind of set the tempo early. I mean, we struggled running the ball against them last year. They're good against the run, and we got some inside zones going, opened up some passing lanes. So you got to give a lot of credit up front. They're playing really well. Yeah, I mean, the amount of offensive philosophy and concepts and plays we have in is amazing, considering how young we are outside, how young our offensive line is. I'm only in my third year. I mean, I think Coach Shanahan, Jeremy Bates, and those guys, they're doing a great job with us right now of just making sure we understand what we're trying to do out there and going out and execute it. And so the whole team's doing well. Yeah, I mean, we're doing a lot of stuff. We got a lot of offense in. I mean, we're trying to figure out what direction we really want to go with it. Kind of picking and choosing different plays, just trying things out right now. And it's amazing. I mean, we can line up in about any formation, throw it at them, and they know what to do. So it's really encouraging.
How impressive is
Kimball? I mean, since day one, I think I was impressed with him. I didn't know he had those type of receiving skills. I thought maybe we drafted him more as a returner to kind of fill that void we had. I didn't really realize that he could be our starting Z. So he's a go-getter. I mean, he picked up the offense quick. He attacks the football. He's got great speed. Gets in and out of cuts, and he's fun. He's fun in the huddle. You know, he understands what we're doing. So I definitely like him a lot. You know, I had no idea until this recently that I started that hot. But guys were getting open. I mean, the offensive line did a great job, and we kind of put them on an island. We kind of challenged them a little bit with our protections. We didn't really help those guys out a lot. We went a little bit of slide, but we wanted to see if they could handle them one-on-one. And both tackles did a great job. Didn't give them a push up front. Gave me a good pocket. So. Anytime we got that kind of time, and we got Eddie and B. Marsh out there, I mean, it's going to be tough to stop us.
In situations like the hurry up we went through today, do you feel just natural in that position? Do you feel comfortable to you?
Yeah. I mean, we did it a lot last year. We worked on it a lot this offseason. Did it against Dallas on Thursday. So feel comfortable. I mean, we've got a good system going. I mean, guys understand what we're trying to get done, understand our signals, understand our tempo, so it went well.
How pleased are you with the way you?
I'm happy. I mean, did some good stuff today. I mean, against the 3-4, we don't see it too often. I mean, obviously San Diego has one of the top 3-4s, and Dallas has one of the top 3-4 defenses in the league. So to go out there and do that against that type of a team is definitely encouraging. Go back and look at the film, see what we did wrong. But I couldn't be happier with the way the O-line's been playing lately.
The Cowboys did not blitz this time.
They brought a few blitzes. I mean, last year we weren't prepared for it. I mean, we didn't think that they were going to bring what they brought. And once they started blitzing us like that, I mean, we didn't have an answer for it. So this year, I mean, we had some answers if they were going to do some stuff. And I mean, I think in camp they saw we were prepared for some of those blitzes if they wanted to start bringing two and three guys. So once you show you have an answer, that kind of takes it away.